I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. With parts of the world at war, with climate change threatening our globe, and with critics of Donald Trump screaming that democracy is in danger, with all those things, question, is the sport of professional tennis changing for better or worse? Tennis used to be a sport for gentlemen and ladies, terms that have pretty much gone away from our modern world, with the exception maybe of a classical music concert, a circus, or Wimbledon. And with this week's focus on the major event in New York, the U.S. Open, some people are re-examining its course. Certainly, the U.S. Open has been the most raucous of the majors, but so far this year, we have seen examples of just pure rowdiness. Russia's Daniil Medvedev has become kind of tennis bad boy, and he didn't wait long this year. Struggling in his first round match with 1 point away from elimination, he didn't agree with the chair umpire's decision to award a first serve to his opponent after a photographer inexplicably ran onto the side of the court. Medvedev whipped up the crowd, yelling at the umpire at 1 point, questioning whether he was a man. Now, this is a New York crowd at midnight. And yeah, they cheered and booed holding up play for 6 minutes. 6 minutes? 6 minutes. All at once, some tennis fans say, oh, the horror of it all. Where's the decorum? And others saying, hell yeah, let's get ready to rumble. And then there's New York itself. The Billie Jean Tennis Center sits under the flight path to LaGuardia Airport, right next to a train yard, and complaints of noise from other courts, the smell of hamburger cooking, and weed. Well, this is New York City. The Australian Open has gotten a bit more rowdy. The French is still kind of touchy-feely. And Wimbledon is still stiff as a board. It still requires the players to still wear white. The loudest noise there is a shush from fans when somebody dares yell between points. The players? Well, one of the outspoken supporters of the change to more like baseball, basketball, and football is young American Ben Shelton. He loves to fire up the crowd, and the crowds love him. He says he thinks of it more as a sport or entertainment, saying, I'm never going to be the guy who just, like, is able to robotically go about my business and not change expression or show any emotion. I think I play better when I show emotion. Well, did he cross the line a couple of years ago when his first Grand Slam semifinal post-match celebration included a gesture of hanging up a phone? Disrespectful? Well, when Novak Djokovic beat him in straight sets a little bit later in the tournament, Djokovic hung up the phone right back. Shelton gave him a death stare, but he has not done it since. Americans Francis Tiafoe and Madison Keys agree with Shelton. They say it's exciting, while the great Aryna Sabalenka says it can be confusing. As for hanging up the phone, is that akin to the now famous viral moment of basketball Stephen Curry doing his nighty-night pose? Kids imitate that on playgrounds across the planet. Disrespectful? In the traditional sense, maybe so, but fans love it. So, tennis is by no means at a crossroads, but this debate is fun to watch. Booing a player's obvious mistakes like cheering a double fault, is that too far? Yelling during a point so players can't hear the ball off the strings rude, is that too far? Probably so. But is moving away from the past where etiquette is so closely guarded as to make it almost boring at times a bad or a good thing? Should love and tennis still mean zero? Nothing? Should there be a middle ground? Tennis is changing. Good thing or no?